Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on 100.2 FM, 95.1 FM, Freeview 277, and online at bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely gorgeous Julie Edinburgh.
Hello, hello there.
Cool. We got two fabulous guests to talk to in the second half of the show. I just want to follow up on a couple of things that I need to tell you about. Maidstone Borough Council presents an award-winning trainer, otherwise known as the LinkedIn Wonder Woman, Jen Taylor, to guide you through how to create powerful, engaging LinkedIn content. During this interactive workshop, you'll learn how to create a content plan and to create visually engaging social media posts that convey your brand through articles, newsletters, carousels and video. Jen will also be sharing new LinkedIn updates and best practice, as well as her tips from her 10 years experience as a LinkedIn trainer and marketing consultant. This is taking place at the Business Terrace, which is in King Street, Maidstone, on Thursday the 29th of February, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's entirely free, and you can book your tickets at eventbrite.co.uk. From zero to content is the link.
Like that. Zero to content.
Like that?
Yeah, very good. Clever. Really
cool. What you got, Julie?
Notes,
right.
Yeah.
So plans to develop a dangerous and abandoned high street supermarket have been completely reimagined in fresh designs unveiled this month. Initial proposals to transform the former Aldi in Hythe were first revealed in March 2022. Concerns about the modern box-like design forced the firm back to the drawing board, with new images released in July of that year receiving a more positive reaction. But now a third set of designs have been unveiled for the prime town centre site, which has gradually fallen into a state of disrepair since the store closed more than 4 years ago. The firm behind the new concept, Adventure in Architecture, says there have been a comprehensive redesign involving a complete reimagination of the existing building. Then I have a huge industrial park owned by a defunct fruit packaging company is on the market and could fetch more than £20 million. Fresh produce firm A. Gomez Limited, based in Cold Harbour Lane in Bridge, just outside of Canterbury, brought in administrators in December after suddenly shutting down weeks before Christmas, leaving 400 workers without a job.
It was absolutely bizarre. Over 100 years old or something, the company was. It's been going for donkey's years,
really,
and bosh,
really
all of a sudden they went.
Yeah.
Marsh Network, face-to-face networking in East Sussex, taking place at Pet Village Hall on the 5th of March, 10:30 until 12. You can find out all about it and book your ticket by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar.
Wonderful. And I've got here, a much-loved cafe has been saved after a last-minute bid came through to buy the seaside spot. Just days after bosses announced its imminent closure, the Bubble Cafe in Whitstable. Whitstable! Hey!
Yay.
They might have your photo, Paul.
No chance.
The Bubble Cafe in Whitstable will now remain open under new ownership.
Not if they got my photo, they won't.
So head chef Diana Lewis told Kent Online how an unexpected offer to buy the eatery on Beach Walk has been accepted, allowing all staff to keep their jobs and operations to continue uninterrupted. So that's great news. I love a last minute sale.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Do you know what? I think it's time we talk to somebody sensible. Not that Julie's not sensible.
How rude.
We'll just go and find someone for you.
Yeah.
Well, ta-ta for now, guys.
Yeah.
I'm going back to New York. They love me out there.
I didn't mean you, Julie, actually. I meant our Twitter followers with their nonsense. But anyway, it's a pleasure to welcome our next two guests onto the Business Bunker Show, Chinwe Udeh and Lou Hayes. Would you prefer Lou or Lou?
Yeah, Lou is good.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Chinwe's been on before, you may have heard her.
Yeah,
she's one of those super women that does so many things. She's a consultant pediatrician.
She knocked my muscle. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
She's flexing.
Chinwe's a consultant pediatrician, but she's also a businesswoman, and she's here to talk about her latest business venture, which is Health Mary. So, Chinwe, why don't you tell us a little bit about Health Mary and what it is you're trying to do?
All right, so thanks, Paul. Thanks, Julie. It's been fantastic. Such wonderful conversations. I'm actually a bit nervous. I've been here a couple of times, haven't I? But I don't know, I'm a bit nervous today.
Oh.
Only because, you know how it is, like when, I don't know, if you've got a newborn or something that you're about to present to the world, and I'm just a bit like, oh, But I'm super excited. I think that's probably what it is.
Yeah, super excited.
Because finally we've launched Health Mary, which is an app-based platform where we are providing end-to-end female female-oriented services. So basically we've got female-led businesses and business women in health and lifestyle who are onboarding on the app to provide their experience and services and expertise to female-only users.
Amazing.
I was here, the last time I was here, we were talking about the challenges that women across the UK and indeed the whole world, what they're experiencing and the challenges in accessing appropriate content or appropriate lifestyle solutions tailored to them. So that's what Health Mary is. We are providing a space where we can truly look after ourselves and each other. And one of the main barriers that a lot of women experience is just quite simply being able to talk to somebody who gets it. And being able to do that very easily. They don't want to go to Google and, you know, and find the thousands of options and not really know who they can trust.
And scare themselves at times.
And in fact, one major thing that has sort of come up over the last few weeks as we are evolving the app was the engagement we've had from young, younger women who are in their, you know, late teens and early 20s who are talking about the challenges they are having with accessing health in the way that they're used to. So a lot of them really go online and use apps for services like that, but there's not a lot that is really tailored to them. But also they are relying on places like Instagram or TikTok for information about health, and we all know that's a bit of a hit and miss, isn't it?
Absolutely.
There's no qualified information out there.
Absolutely. You know, you've got the whole Google thing, haven't you? That says, you know, if I can't speak to a doctor, I'll Google it. But the trouble is, you know, they can throw up a million things, and before you know it, you've got bubonic plague. And
you're writing your will out.
You're going, oh my God, I was okay 10 minutes ago. I've come out in boils now.
Google's just told me I should have been dead.
I mean, believe it or not, been there, done that, because as a clinician myself, I've been on both sides of the table here, isn't it? I've been the provider who is listening to people's, especially mums, because I'm a pediatrician, so I see this from their perspective as well. The huge challenges and the consequences of that, it would be delays in diagnosis, progression of a condition that shouldn't have gone that far, a lot of distress, a lot of anxiety, families breaking up because of significant health conditions where they didn't have anywhere to go. And I am very much aware that we are in a country where we lean very much on our national health service for you know, our health care, which is absolutely fantastic. And I'm born and bred in the NHS, by the way, and a full supporter. But sometimes there are things we can do before we get to A&E. There are things we can do before we get to clinic. And Health Mary is looking to completely rebrand and reshape how we women access health and well-being solutions.
Yeah.
We're making it easy, so it's literally in the palm of your hands. If you want to connect with a specialist for whatever questions you might have, or if you want to look at qualified content in the app, it's free to do so. So open it up and look at what qualified people like myself and Lou, who's the a fantastic physiotherapist, have put out there for you to enjoy.
That's amazing. So what kind of things on the app do you talk about? You know, what specifically that women can go on there and look for? What kind of information?
So I call it the Hey Girl feature. All right.
I like that. Hey Girl.
Literally, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's the feed section of the app where you can go and scroll through. And it's a Hey Girl feature because we're putting out a certain type of tone. We're not going all hot and heavy on health problems and stuff, but we want to use an affirmative tone. We want to use an encouraging and uplifting tone. And if I'm just going to maybe ask Lou to read out the post she put out this morning, which has already had how many views and likes? Let's see. How many views and likes have you had, Lou?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah, well, six likes and 19 views.
Okay, nice. Cool. This morning, right? That's good going.
Just this morning, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Lou, do you want to read that one?
Yeah, sure. So, hi, everyone. I'm Lou.
Lou is from the Holcomb Health Clinic.
Exactly. But one of my passions and one thing that I, you know, love talking about, I'm probably a bit boring to some people, but it's the menopause, because I've been there, had the T-shirt, etc. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Paul's so had four T-shirts, so he's really lucky. Some of us are still wearing the same T-shirt, but going through it. So one of the analogies that I like to say about the menopause is I call it the bookend of women's lives, because it starts and ends in terms of puberty, etc. So let me just read you this little one, and I hope that the tone that I use is probably very similar to Chinwe, in that it's a quite relaxed, open, let's talk about this, it's nothing too stressy. So, one thing is certain, menopause will be a different journey for every single woman. We know it's a natural occurrence, but that doesn't prevent the real struggles some may experience. I like to describe puberty and the menopause as the bookends of a woman's life. There are some who may struggle and their bookends may lean slightly or fall completely. When this happens, it's so important to talk to friends, family, or a health professional. The support and guidance you receive will help to guide the vulnerable woman again, so her bookend is once again straight and supporting her life. It's really okay to ask for help and guidance to make you the best version of you. HRT may be a good option for you, but alongside this, it's imperative you look at your lifestyle, diet and self-care. You're not alone. We can help you. So, yeah,
that's great. That is so amazing. And that's what we want the female users on our apps to be able to go to and read. A few days
and ago. And relate to,
you know. So a few days ago, because I'm on the app as well as a pediatrician, because we had a lot of women who were saying that actually they would want pediatricians on the app, because if their kids aren't right, they don't feel right. And so I'd written, hey, you're a mum. You do your best. You are human. You are flawed. And that's okay, because without question, your best is enough. Every week in my clinics, I see children who have complex needs. But I also see their parents, especially their moms, who have to meet their complex needs. I really and truly see them. The words above is what I hope they take away from my consultations with them. I can help them with their child's needs, but I always try to convey in one way or another a little practical support and comfort to them. And then I put a pic of a coastal walk last year for attention. And I said, if you're ever near the sea, try an early morning walk. It's amazing. And I always go with hashtag nature heals, hashtag kids love nature. And, you know, just this is what this app is about. It's a space where we can all go to as women to identify with the professionals on there who are not only there to provide services, but also to share.
It's interesting, isn't it? We live in a society now where everything is instant. You know, we live at an incredibly fast pace, but our healthcare doesn't. You know, what happens is, because of the way the system works, if you've got issues, you have to go to your GP and get an appointment there. The GP has to look at you and then refer you to a consultant if that's needed. You then have to wait 10 years for the consultant's appointment. And all that time, you could be sitting there, you know, really unsure about your life, unsure where about you're going, unsure about your health. And that's when you start Googling stuff and discovering that you've got, you know, the world's first case of bubonic plague linked to something else.
Which causes distress and stress.
Exactly,
makes
everything
stress worse.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Exactly,
I mean, we're talking in the car on our way here, because Lou and I drove up together. And we're talking about the older people, for instance, who are at home, who need interventions, who need physio, and saying that, you know, a 3 months wait is a long time in a life. It can mean the difference between being able to walk properly or and regain strength you know, it takes them back years, you know?
Exactly. If they had something immediate, instant, kind of like what you were just saying, Paul, it would certainly help their process and start the process of healing whilst they're waiting to be seen by the consultant in 3 months' time. You know, even if it's just reading an article that you've put out about, I don't know, sore ankles, you know, do this exercise, then you can be doing something proactive to help heal yourself until you get to the point where you
that's a fantastically important point that you're making, Julie, you know, because so often we sit there with an issue and have no idea what to do about it, worry ourselves into an early grave over it, and don't get any advice unless we kind of go and try and hunt it out for ourselves amateurly. That ability to get some degree of feedback on what you are and some degree of guidance in terms of signposting where to look, I think is incredibly important.
And the anxiety that you feel is real, and that anxiety creates a real physical issue, which is inflammation. Inflammation creates a worse problem anyway. So what you started with has become worse because you worried about something that you might not have needed to worry about.
Describe my life, Lou. Describe my life. Yes. I'm stressed by stress.
Designed by Paul Andrews.
Yeah, exactly.
We're specialists on our app because we've put out our marketing strategies around this, and we're calling on all women who are in the business of providing health and lifestyle solutions to come on board Health Mary.
Okay.
Lou is highly experienced physiotherapist, and she didn't need too much convincing. She was like, I'm coming along, and I'll be a brand ambassador as well. So, which is great. Thank you so much, Lou.
We're going to talk to Lou in a minute about exactly what she does in her clinic in Rochester. Yeah,
exactly. And we're calling out on you know, women who are in the to come and join the app, because we want to create an ecosystem where we can also benefit as professionals and as business women on there. It's an avenue where we can tap into our natural, you know, need to help support people. Because this app is a software, the potential is huge. You know, I'm looking into connecting with charities that support women and see how we can link in those that, you know, can access healthcare. Because, you know, as a consultant, I struggled with my health, accessing health and lifestyle solutions. And I'm thinking, well, what are all the other women who don't have that connection with NHS? What are they doing? So the software has the ability to bring them up for us to raise vouchers to help other women, and it's bound to become a huge social movement. So I'm calling on health specialists to please come on board, you know, because we're onto something here. And we want to make it a place where we can all thrive, and where we can look after ourselves and each other, really. And I think as a company, Health Mary is meeting with every single professional on there, basically. So if you wanted to onboard, for instance, you can download the app, basically. So once you get there, it will ask you, are you a user or are you a specialist? And once you click a specialist, it will guide you through and then ultimately ask you to book an onboarding interview where we get to have a chat, get to know you and identify what else you might need, answer your questions before we then onboard you on the app. And we look at your ID to verify, because it's important that we keep the platform safe for our practitioners.
Absolutely. And as a user, because I've just downloaded the app myself and had a little look, and it looks fantastic. As a user, it makes you feel safe knowing that all the professionals on there you have spoken to, they are legitimate, they are qualified in what they're saying that they can do, and the advice that they are giving. And going back to my point that I was making earlier, I think it's a fantastic thing to have an app where you can get instant results or an instant, almost like a quick fix, a little plaster to put on your foot that's swollen whilst you are waiting to be seen face to face by, you know, the relevant consultant or what
it's
have
the
you.
Holding of the hand, I think, that it support. Is. It's okay, you're all right, you're in a safe place now.
It's
we
like
can
a
help
support
you.
Network, exactly. Like a community for women that we can discuss openly, you know, the issues and the health issues that we might have, and have legitimate real answers coming back that are not kind of made up, like, oh, you're growing a third foot or something.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
I mean, so if I may say so, on Instagram, one of the estheticians, she's a doctor and she's also an esthetician that just recently onboarded, I saw a post she put out and she was like, reposted a video of it was Kim Kardashian who was sort of dancing around in a sauna or one of these
as she does.
She never pink tutu. Say failure.
And Eve Skin, by the way, she's fantastic. So you guys should check her out. So she posted, oh my god, this could cause skin cancer and da da da. And she was worried that there are loads of young women looking at that video, thinking it's okay.
That's okay.
Without knowing that there are dangers, there are risks to this. Yeah. Mm. And so I sent her a message. I was like, this is why you should come on Health Mary, because we want our young people, our younger women, young girls to start looking at qualified content.
Sadly, that is the world we're unfortunately living in. Yeah. Anybody, any Tom, Dick and Harry can go on, create a TikTok video, put on an Instagram of them, using whatever product it might be or saying whatever they want, and the younger users will take it as truth for fact.
Exactly.
And it is a danger.
You
as well.
See it all the time, especially with health and diets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it, there's an ad going around on Facebook now. How Facebook get away with publishing this stuff, I've no idea. We have rules on adverts, but they seem to ignore them completely. There's an ad on Facebook for a leather bracelet with a magnet in it. Yeah, which is £50. And there's a picture of a 40-stone bloke. 3 weeks later, he's 10 stone.
No.
Yeah. All because he wore a bracelet. Well, and you go, really?
Yeah. So what we're doing is pushing up a massive, massive mountain here. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I'm pushing back on, well, enough already, right? Let us create a space where if you are a young woman, you have a place to go to for your qualified content. And, it seems in direct competition with Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, which sounds a bit daunting, but I think it's actually simple. A lot of the young women I've spoken to about this have said, yes, somebody like Sophie Montague, who is our brand ambassador, who is absolutely on top of it. I've got a teenage daughter who's nearly 18, and she's like, okay, yeah. And she said something funny. She was like, oh, that would be nice because we'll go on the app and see our aunties on there, because she's calling, calling the ladies on there my aunties.
Yeah.
It's a bit like going to talk to your aunties about stuff. And I'm like, well, yes, that's what we want.
That's the community that you're creating.
Exactly. And then I'm hoping that with time, that will be the go-to place for us as women to really enjoy a space where we can feel welcome and feel embraced because we are women.
It's got credence. That's the thing. It's got evidence backed. It's,
absolutely.
By professionals.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back to Chinmay in a moment, but I want to talk to Lou now from Holcomb Health Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
Lou, just give us an overview of the health clinic to start with, what it is you do.
Yeah, sure. So I started way back, I was telling the story actually to Paul earlier on, in a little small porter cabin next to a hockey club where I played.
It was a toilet block. Don't overplay it.
It did get taken for a toilet block several times, but we have virtually got over that one. Anyway, it's expanded and now it has four rooms, it has a studio, and I was a physiotherapist when I started out. And from that, I obviously, as all businesses do, grew. We have four treatment rooms now. We have alternatives. I now like to call ourselves a wellbeing clinic. So Health Mary sits so perfectly alongside this. And I think society now, because the NHS is overrun, and we all understand it's a fantastic service, but it doesn't have your hand all the time. It only has it when it's really, really necessary, and not when you are worried, as we just talked about. So people are turning to alternatives. They're turning to something that might make them feel better, turn to somebody that will listen to them. And the way I'm trying to do Holcomb Health Clinic and represent it is by having those alternative options. So we have other therapists that work alongside, and I call my clinic my second family, because everybody there is fabulous, and that's without fail. They're all lovely people. They're all very welcoming, open. Their knowledge is fantastic, but their approach to talking to people is also exemplary as well. Yeah. So we now offer holistic treatments, reflexology, Indian head massage, nutritional advice, CBT, foot care. We've got a fantastic mother and baby centre that we offer, baby yoga, baby massage. We've just obviously obviously added the menopause clinic on as well. So I feel I am veering towards a female orientated environment, but my background actually is in sport.
Right.
So I work in professional tennis. So I work at Wimbledon, which is fantastic. I've worked in golf. So there's a male element. I've worked in hockey, football, worked at junior football club. So I have the blokes on board too. Right. And I'm absolutely fine with the blokes. So don't think you can't come to see your bloke. So, you know, we're all embracing of everybody, but I do feel that the clinic is going via the female route, attracting that. That's where I feel I have a passion.
Yeah. It's interesting as well. Just I don't know why I'm discussing my medical history on the radio, but
go for it. We've had the naked body. We're all over
well,
it now.
Funnily
we're
enough, I was half
now.
In this next story, I was half naked. No, I was having physio, a sports physiotherapist, I had a damaged shoulder, and he said to me, "How long have you had that lump on the back of your head?" I don't know. I can't see the back of my head. And he said, "I'm really not happy about that.
Yeah.
I think you need to go to A&E and have someone have a look at that." 2 days later, they removed the tumour from the back of my head.
I had the same situation literally 4 weeks ago. I had a patient comes in regularly for back and knee issues. And he went onto the couch, and I was like, "How long's this leg been like this?" And it was the opposite leg that the one I was treating to. And it was obviously very sore. And he went, "Oh, I don't know, pre-Christmas." And I went, "You need to go to somebody soon, as I'm not wanting to panic you." Anyway, he did have a blood clot.
Right.
And, you know, we've had a few occasions of that where you've spotted something else.
Check his legs, man.
Exactly. The thing is, you're in an environment which is, you know, quite small, personable. Yeah. Everyone, that safe space.
Yeah. Yeah.
So treating.
Lou's clinic is amazing. Right. And, you know, first time I visited, I was like, whoa. I mean, my experience, you know, with health mirror meeting, you know, specialists like Lou, is that we have gems of specialists tucked away all around Kent, who are women who are doing fantastic work. And I can't believe that, you know, we're not shouting about them on the top of the roofs, because they provide such fantastic, compassionate service. She's also got Darcy, who's the cutest little dog in the clinic.
That sold it.
The therapy dog. Yes, absolutely.
And coming back to, in terms of sort of, focusing on women, right? So Lou is right. Although Health Maria and perhaps even Holcomb is moving towards sort of more women-oriented services, but every man has a woman in their lives who needs Health Mary and who needs Holcomb Clinic, is what I say. Because we know that, sorry, Paul.
I know loads of women.
He feels ganged up today.
Somebody tweeted me earlier before the show started, and they went, "Oh, you're lucky. You're in a studio full of females." Luck isn't the word I want to use.
You're lucky. Because whether we know it or not, whether we like it or not, women are in the center of families. We're in the center of communities. And when we do well, those families and those communities do well. Full stop. Mm-hmm. There is no arguing that, and you can look at history and it will tell you exactly the same. And so I think that, you know, the fact that we're focusing on women is really very important, but it's also important that the men, our men, back us up on this one, isn't it?
And so I just need to back that up. So the last two clients I've had through my menopause clinic have not come themselves. They've come because their partner or their husband has paid for them to come.
Yeah. Right.
Because actually, you say you've been through 4 menopauses.
Yeah.
It's a stressful thing for you because, A, you don't know how to help them and you want them to be better. So actually, it's in your best interest to not have a miserable lady in your life and actually to go and help them and hold their hand too. So it's, again, another support
and
network.
Clearly, men are paying for that.
Yes, they are. They're paying good money. Yeah.
Happy birthday, darling. Here's your voucher.
That is a potential. Yes,
absolutely. I've got a tweet here that's fairly interesting, really. Sarah Marsh Collins says, "People in the UK don't seem to realise that you can access healthcare privately. I never understand why folks will sit for months suffering a bad back or stuff like that. Why not just go and see a physio or an osteopath? A couple of goes cost you £50 while you're waiting for somebody else to sort you, and it must be better to get get your pains fixed now rather than wait forever. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I think, yeah, the problem with, you know, probably physiotherapy more than osteopathy is it's always been deemed as you can get it via the NHS.
Yeah.
So people go to the GP and go, well, I'll just get physio there, it's for free. But actually it doesn't happen now. You've got to wait weeks, months. Well, by then it's chronic.
The funny thing is, the reason I was with the sports physiotherapist that I mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. I originally started that route with the NHS, and I had a physiotherapy appointment, and they couldn't give me the follow-up appointment for 3 months.
Yeah.
And you go, so what was the point of the first one? You know, you've rubbed my shoulder for an hour, and now I've got to wait 3 months for you to rub it again.
Tick that box, haven't you? You're off the figures now, so you're done.
Yeah.
I think it's really important to convey that health is everything before you're sick.
Yeah.
It's a very active, proactive, it's what you do when you're well, basically, that really counts. And that's a very strong message that Health Mary is putting out there to all young people and, you know, all the women in the UK. There's plenty to do before we get to the doors of the NHS, which we should be looking to preserve. It's a fantastic organization that is doing its very best. But I think that, you know, if we're not careful, we will just, you know, bring it down to its knees.
We're inundating it with too many things. Money won't solve it. Mm-hmm. People won't solve it. It's just everybody piling into it.
Capacity.
It's just overloaded because it's overloaded.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we need to kind of smooth that overload in some way if we can. Yeah. And I think Chinwe is absolutely right. We need to take better care of our health before we have a problem.
Yeah. Make everyone aware.
Before, when it's chronic. Too late. Yeah.
So you definitely don't need, you know, your function can carry on while you get the problems, you know, sorted, and you don't go backwards. Reduced mobility in an older person is not a joke. You know, they need to be able to move. And if they wait 6 months, it takes them back 3 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In a child, for instance, while they're developing, you cannot wait for 6 months. Is a long time in the life of a 6-month-old.
Yeah.
1-year-old. That is a difference between standing and walking.
Absolutely.
Or learning to speak. So there are things that just shouldn't wait. And if you are worried about it, there should be a place where you can go for qualified information for all of
these. Absolutely. And I love the fact that the app is free, so that information is there for anybody to access. Yeah. Because going back to that tweet that you just mentioned, Paul, about private healthcare and, you know, going to like the odd physio appointment, £50 a session or whatnot. And I have done that many a time because I have an awful back, which is fantastic. But there are a lot of people, especially in the economy at the moment, that just simply can't afford that. And that is why they are putting that pressure on the NHS, because they can't afford that private side. Yeah. So going back to your app and your services, so the information and that they can read and such is all free, but the consultations, would they still have to pay for? Or is there like a scheme where they can, I don't know, collect points or something to try and get?
So on the app, they'll be able to connect with the specialist there.
Okay.
So say I found Lou's profile, I can connect with her. That will send her a message. And then Lou can call me and then can say, so how can I help? And then we take it there. So they would have to pay for Lou's services if we got to that stage. But at least they've talked to Lou. They've looked at they've been able to say, oh, you know, my back is giving way and I can't feel anything in my legs. And Lou will be able to say, okay, you need to go to hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Or never mind. Or we can arrange this. Or here's my pricing and see how, they have made that first contact.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm.
That's the first point of contact.
It's incredibly important that first point of contact, being able to ask. You know, I'm not having a dig at the NHS, but the way that the system works at the moment, it's like I sit in front of my GP yesterday morning.
Can I interrupt, Paul? Don't have a dig on the NHS because I can throw a punch from here. Not do that.
Yeah. I went to see my GP and he looked at me. I've known him donkey years, and he looked at me and he goes, "How can I help?" And he goes, "But you know what's wrong because you sent me a text and I filled the data in," and he's gone, "Yeah, I'll get on with it." It's this information thing, isn't it? That you need to feel that you can talk to someone and unload your worries how you feel about something. And what you're hoping for is them to go, no, that's not that. But if it isn't, they're going to point you in the right direction very quickly.
Absolutely. You just want to be heard, I think. Yes. Exactly. It's just to make that, when you finally pick up the phone, you just want to be heard, just to word vomit your problems to somebody and someone to acknowledge that and then point you in the right direction.
Absolutely. I mean, I could go on and on about the benefits of having people like Lou at our fingertips. So, for instance, there are women out there who have neurodiversities, who are not neurotypical, right? You know, imagine if they had to jump all these hurdles to get an appointment, to have that first conversation.
Overwhelmed.
It never happens. It's overwhelmed. And if they are parents, if they are moms, they have everything else going on around them. But just pick up your phone, look at your Health Merit app, click on it, and then find somebody within seconds.
Absolutely. You know?
And at least connect with them and have that first consultation.
Ladies, thank you so much for that. It's a fantastic thing that you're doing. I really do like it. And again, I hope in 15 years' time, if I'm still alive, in 15 years' time, I'm going to go, you heard it on this show when Chinwe Ude launched Health Mary, the app that you all use now. So I'm looking forward to that, and I've diarised it to do that.
Definitely. I think it's a fantastic thing.
What I want from both of you now is give us a shout out for the website or how you can download the app, and then you can give us a shout out for Holcomb Holistic Clinic.
So you can download Health Mary on both Apple and Google stores. Just search Health Mary and it's literally right there. It's free to download and everything. Or you can go to our website. If you're a health professional and you want to onboard, go to our website, healthmary.co.uk, and just click on the sign up form. And we also have an email, contact@healthmary.co.uk. Just ping us over and we'll be on to you.
Fabulous.
Find you. And
likewise, our website is holcombhealthclinic.co.uk. Go onto there. You can book online. You can look at our information we have. You can access Health Mary via us on, I'm actually on the Health Mary app as well, so you can find me there and talk anything, whatever you want to do. Ask us a question, ping us an email, inquiries@holcombhealthclinic.co.uk.
Fantastic. All of those links are on the Business Radio website. They will stay on there forever. So if you didn't get to write that down, you can find them on the radio website. Lou, Chinwe, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's an absolute pleasure.
It's been an absolutely interesting, fun
afternoon. We've got 10 minutes left of the show to carry on with some of the things we've got to read out, but for the moment, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've got this to read out, which is Generation for Change, G4C. After our incredible launch event in October last year, we're thrilled to confirm our next event will be taking place on Thursday the 7th of March at the Boom Battle Bar in Canterbury, with games and good times on tap. You won't want to miss this. Join the G4C Kent Club from 4 p.m. for Networking with a Twist. Right. This is business networking, right?
All right.
This is what they're doing at the Boom Battle Bar in Canterbury. Axe throwing.
Oh.
Ooh.
Darts.
It's your boss at that event.
Yeah.
Take your boss to the event.
Axe throwing, darts, mini golf. And they say, we just won't be short of entertainment. Your welcome drink is on us, along with light finger food. So come along and enjoy an afternoon of networking and catching up with our next gen community. You can book by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar.
I'd go for the axe throwing.
Fancy a bit of axe chucking.
Why not? Right, I've got one here. National Apprenticeship Week 2024, Southeastern to recruit biggest ever intake of apprentices. So Southeastern will be recruiting more than 400 staff members this year to fill roles such as train drivers, conductors, engineers, accountants and management. So onboard learning coach Ben Morling said that the drive comes post-COVID as there is an increase in passenger numbers and services.
Fantastic. While we're talking about about apprentices. There's the Maidstone Apprenticeship Fair. This is supported by Maidstone Borough Council. The Maidstone Apprenticeship Fair returns for its sixth year on Friday the 8th of March, and there are still opportunities for Maidstone businesses to reserve a stand on the day to showcase their apprenticeship opportunities. The fair already has over 1,600 students signed up to attend.
Wow, amazing.
It's taking place at the Maidstone Leisure Centre, Moat Park, Maidstone, on Friday the 8th of March from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. As always with these events, if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar, you can find the details there and book your place, either your stand or your attendance through the link.
Lovely. And as Mother's Day approaches, there's no better way to express your love and appreciation than by treating the special woman in your life to an enchanting evening.
To a menopause, Malcolm.
You're talking husbands now.
You stole my joke.
Sorry.
You beat me to it. Sorry. By treating the special women in your life to an enchanting evening at the Leeds Castle concert on Saturday, 13th of July, 2024. Create lasting memories by sharing this year's experience. I've already read that bit. The concert's family-friendly atmosphere ensures an enjoyable time for all. And on top of that, there's also prepare to wave at the Spitfire as it roars overhead during the evening and get ready to ooh and ah at the mesmerising fireworks finale. That's early bird tickets, just £55. You can purchase 10 or more tickets and receive a 10% discount. So you can call them on 0845 652 6262 or email inquiries@leedscastleconcert.co.uk.
Cool. Spitfires are really awesome. I spent a day at the Spitfire Centre at Biggin Hill Airport a couple of years ago. We interviewed everyone there for the Bunker Show from sitting in the cockpit of a Spitfire.
That's
which was
really cool.
Really, really cool. Yeah. The new flexible working rules, you'll like this, Julie.
Okay.
Will come into force on the 6th of April. Here are the key changes that you need to know. Day one, right to a request flexible working.
Yeah. I'm aware of that one.
Employees can process proposed changes to the working hours, start and finish times, or the location in which they work twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Employers must provide a clear and solid reason when declining a flexible work request. No, you can't work in Barbados because we don't have an office there.
Nice try.
Yeah. Nice, but no. Yeah. A reduction from 3 to 2 months for employers to deal with and respond to the request, and the onus is no longer on employees to explain how their flexible working request won't disrupt the business.
Wow.
Okay. Employers must engage in dialogue with the employee before declining a flexible working request. Preparation is key, and employers need to be prepared to handle the challenges that will come with requests from employees. If you want to know more about this, this was sent to me by the lovely Maria Wilson from Saxon HR. And if you want to know more about it, you can contact Maria by email, maria.wilson@saxonhrconsultancy.co.uk.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I work in recruitment. I'm aware of this, Paul.
Yeah. Interesting.
Diamond Search recruitment, guys.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it. Interesting. It's one of those things that has a degree of niceness about it in terms of, you know, it's needed, but it's also open to abuse, isn't it?
Because massively. You know, it's how much you trust your employers ultimately.
Yeah, you know, if you haven't got to explain why you wanted to work somewhere where you know, I can't let you work, it's a bit kind of silly.
That's
really
tough,
but
on the there's pros and cons, like there is to everything.
And of course, like so many things, there will be some degree of common sense in there where we go, look, you've just asked for something really stupid. The problem is, with a lot of small businesses, they get scared of things like this. They're scared of employment tribunals. They're scared of things like that because they hear so many myths about all this stuff. So they just avoid hiring people.
So a
lot of these rules don't really work for employees either because it just prevents people hiring people because they just get terrified by by the rules.
Yeah. Well, there's a new rules for the menopause as well, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Protecting them. And, you know, I just think it's hard as an employer.
Yeah.
Because you are going to get scared. Well, I better not have that 49-year-old woman then, because she's obviously going to go through it.
Yeah.
There's no way to legislate around that. People are thinking and their biases around things.
Absolutely.
I mean, you see that right across the spectrum of recruitment. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of firms that won't hire young women because they're going, you're going to get pregnant, and then I'm going to be landed with a year of paying you without you doing any work, and I can't afford that. So they deliberately avoid that and then fall in at the other end.
It's the bookends of life.
I actually remember going for an interview about, 12 years ago now or something, and the interviewer at the time, I won't mention names, did ask me the question, so when are you planning on having a family?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And I was like, are you, you know, I
work. Do you like the look of you?
These things happen.
And you know, it's not fair on anybody in that situation, either side of the equation. I'm going to have a mini rant. It's one of the problems we have with our politicians is they have knee-jerk virtue signalling reactions to things without looking at the consequences. And sometimes an altruistic thing like that, which is good and lovely, but does have negative connotations if you're not careful.
Absolutely.
And they don't bother to think about that bit. It's just, oh, aren't we clever, we've made you, you know, be able to give that. And then, you know, it causes problems. What the answer is, I don't know exactly, but I think I think the answer is probably a bit more flexibility, really, that, not to get so dogmatic about you must have this.
Yeah. The answer is focusing on really supporting people. Putting legislation around, you know, policies and stuff like that. Support those young women to come back to work. Really support people to be able to work flexibly or part-time. And empower them to be able to do so.
I think that is the most important thing of all of it, and I think you hit the nail on the head there, Chinwe. What all of this stuff does is legislate to stop you doing things or make you do something. What none of it does is help you do anything.
Exactly.
You know, and
more difficult to do.
Exactly. So politicians ignore that bit. Yeah. But so many of them now, because we're coming up to election season, we'll be promising the earth we're going to create a million jobs and da, 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 da. And you go, but hold on a minute. There's already a million unfilled vacancies that we haven't filled. Why don't you do something about that? Why don't you help people into work? Why don't you help employers employ more people? You know, why try and pretend that you're creating new jobs when we can't even fill the ones we've got? Rant over. A co-worker.
Paul's weekly rant.
Yeah.
This was a collective rant.
Yeah. Here we go. Here's another one that will start me off.
Let's go.
Yeah. A co-working space aimed at startups and growing businesses have been given the green light to open inside a shopping centre. Medway Council's proposed innovation hub for the first floor of the Pentagon in Chatham has been approved by its planning committee. Well, it would be, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
Approximately half of the first floor of the shopping complex will be transformed into a space offering office space and business mentoring for startups and small businesses. It will share the floor with the authority's planned healthy living centre, which has also recently been allocated more funding.
It is still
if
in
you
Chatham,
could see
though.
Paul's face now.
Just says it all. But good, if they can make it work, then how fantastic.
They need to have a word with Canterbury Council over how they had to shut theirs down.
Oh, really?
Yes, okay. And chuck everybody out on a day.
Oh, gosh.
What happened there in Canterbury?
There was, Canterbury Council had a co-working space in Herne Bay, which comes under Canterbury, called the Neptune Centre. And it was fully full. We're co-working people in there. There's 30 odd people working in there. And one Monday morning, the council turned up and said, we can't afford this anymore. You all have to leave today. Kick them all out.
That is the only problem with councils. They do need to be run a little bit like an NHS. It needs to just be run more efficiently.
I've got an email here that's even worse. Eyebrows have been raised.
Not Whitstable again.
No. I'm spreading it out around Kent. Don't you worry.
Spreading the love.
My umbrage isn't targeted. Eyebrows have been raised over a council's takeover of a cinema, right? with residents saying they wouldn't trust it to run a bath. Ashford Borough Council is to start operating the town's Picture House Cinema by Easter after the Cineworld-owned chain surrendered its lease. 26 jobs have been saved as a result of the move, but there are fears the six-screen site is not worth the investment as it's very often empty. That would be because we already have a 12-screen cinema in Ashford. ABC, which owns the £75 million Elwick Place complex, says stepping in to run the facility is the only viable option. Yeah. I don't think it's viable. That's the problem. I'm very cynical about councils running things that aren't council orientated. And I really do believe that councils now, we should legislate to make councils ring fence the services they're there to provide. Local councils are there to provide health, education, social care, social housing, parks and leisure, and take the blooming rubbish away and fill the potholes in. That's it. Nothing else. Not cinemas, not co-working spaces.
I agree. I agree, Paul.
Not hairdressers, not anything. Just do what you're supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which they don't very often, according to the tyres on my car. Five tyres I've had since November.
Are you sure it's the potholes?
I mean, they are bad. They are bad.
I saw a great meme the other day that said, once a pothole reaches more than 3 inches deep, they can allocate the fishing rights.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, listen, we've reached the end of another show.
Already?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. How did that happen?
I know.
That flew by.
Yeah. So I want to say a huge thank you, especially to Julie, who stepped in at the last minute to...
thank you. Pleasure.
To co-host, because Jules swanned off on celebrating her wedding anniversary.
She was away last time I was here.
She's always away.
Lady of leisure. Jules, the lady of leisure.
Yeah. I brought her a little gift today, didn't I? And you
can give it to me.
I gave it to Paul, Jules, just so you know.
and I'm keeping it.
Yeah. It was a crate of champagne, I think.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, very expensive champagne.
Yeah, and so if he just gives you something less, then just don't take it.
So thank you for stepping in, Julie.
Oh, no, my pleasure. Brilliant.
I want to say a huge thank you to all my guests, Dara Kieran from KPI Consultants Ireland. Thank you so much. To Chinwe Uwe of Health Mary, to Lou Hayes of Holcomb Health Clinic. Thank you all. Thank you to everybody that tweeted, emailed and joined in with the conversation. Dazzle, I'm going to come and steal your laptop and remove all the pictures of me that you have accumulated on it.
Share the love.
Yeah, because I'm not happy with that. But we'll be back with another show next week. Stay safe, everybody. Take care and we'll see you soon. Bye for now.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.